What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith from the Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
99.9 KISW. We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock. Steve, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola. Mike, sober, not sober.
Sober.
Mike, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our Men's Room poll. You're going to pick an adventure activity. Will you run a marathon? Do the Grand Canyon on a homemade raft? Go to Everest Camp 1 or encounter a hand-reared ram in the wild?
If I do the canyon, do I get to bring the dog?
Sure, yeah, absolutely. Bring the corgi.
Yeah, I'll do the canyon. Yeah.
Are you handy? Do you think you can make a homemade raft?
With only 2x4s?
Whatever you want.
I mean, you get, like, Miles did it with, what, the empty milk crates and Clorox bottles?
Yeah. Milk jug.
Milk jug, sorry.
I got it at Home Depot.
All right.
All right.
They're known for selling their impromptu boat parts. All right. Here's your question. How many calories must you burn to lose 1 pound? Damn, Mike is...
I'm a fat guy. 3,000.
Close. 3,500.
Ooh, that's a lot of calories.
That does seem like a lot of calories to lose a pound.
Now, that's a pound of fat, so that's...
Pound of fat, okay.
Kind of one of the things that they use to teach you, like, it's not all fat.
Right, it's not all fat. All right, here's your question. What kind of animal is Mrs. Tiggy Winkle in the Beatrix Potter books? I'll give you a hint. Oh. It's also Ron Jeremy's nickname.
Oh, okay, I got that.
Jesus Christ.
Just give me a porn reference.
Pig?
Oh, dang.
Hedgehog. Like Sonic.
They call me the pig.
I guess we could have gone like Sonic. Instead of the porn reference.
I just thought it was funny. You guys were like, oh, yeah.
Like Sonic, I would have gotten that one way faster.
Yeah, we're talking Ron Jeremy. That's where my mind is at. Who's the better known hedgehog? Oh, Ron Jeremy. No doubt. All right, your question. Who sang the song, All My Rowdy Friends Are Coming Over Tonight?
All My Rowdy...
Celine Dion.
Yes.
Was the Monday Night Football theme for a while.
Mm-hmm. He just changed it to
Are
Monday
Are you ready
night.
For some football guy?
Johnny Cash.
Hank Williams Jr.
I thought it was Hank's song.
It is. And remember, for years, he did the opening for Sunday Night Football.
No, I thought it was his dad's song, and then he redid it for Monday Night Football.
Oh, no, I'm pretty sure it's his song.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
I might be dead wrong.
All my rowdy friends
are coming over tonight.
I will say, I was shocked when I heard that song, because I just...
For real, the first time?
Correct, because yeah, like, growing song. Up, it was like, all my rowdy friends are back for Monday night.
Yeah, I had no idea it was a real song either. All right, here's your question. What's the toad in a traditional English toad in the whole dish? It's a breakfast dish.
What's the toad?
Yeah, what's the toad?
Okay, all right.
I knew you were...
Oyster.
No.
Is it an egg?
It's a sausage.
The sausage.
Oh. Or a...
banger.
A banger.
A banger.
A snag.
A toad. Question 5, Mike.
I actually really want to try that dish.
It looks good, man.
Yeah.
And I don't say that much about English food.
So, Ron, if you can hear me, when you stay on my couch, you need to make that for me. I mean, he lives in Northern Ireland.
Oh, yeah. Hook it up, man. All right, here's your question. What name is given to an elephant's second incisors? What's the name given to an elephant's second incisors?
What is an incisor?
That would be a tooth.
A molar?
They're tusks.
Oh.
There's big-ass teeth, yeah. Hmm. I mean, really, they're Ivory super teeth? Buck tooth. They're super buck tooth with a big-ass nose. All right, your question. What beer is known as the champagne of beers?
Uh-oh. That is gone.
You know this.
I think we're about to lose everyone. Are we losing everyone? No. Okay. We lost like 3, including my man there.
He just quit.
All right, the champagne of beers, gentlemen.
Miller High Life.
Yeah. Miller High Life. Absolutely.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
I miss the commercials with that kind of... Got a bigger black dude just busting into places and be like, you need some highlight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I remember, man.
Also, for whatever reason, that is a Sunday beer for me.
It's a great
beer. Really? Probably because they advertise so much during football.
That and we have some mutual friends that got me convinced on Sundays if you drink High Life and you pour orange juice in the neck, won't be
I was going to ask.
Won't be as hungover because of the vitamin C.
So no 16-ounce tall boys.
Now, I'm talking about at the bar.
All right.
Okay.
Right. And usually the one bartender on Sunday is like, Jesus, this is going to spill all over him. Just put it in there.
Let's do it. Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Justin, sober or not sober?
Sober.
Justin, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. Pick an adventure and activity. Will you run a marathon, do the Grand Canyon on a homemade raft, go to Everest Camp 1, or encounter a ram, a hand-reared ram?
Let's see here. I will take the raft.
The raft down the Grand Canyon.
All right. All right, Danny, here is your question. In the movie, The Godfather, Clemenza says to leave the gun and take the what?
You know, I've never seen The Godfather.
Oh, really? All right, pretty famous line.
Yeah.
It's a very famous Italian dessert. So leave the gun, take the...
Cannoli.
Yeah.
One and done. You do the cannoli. Very good.
All right, hang on. You're one and done, which I did not think would happen today.
I always thought it'd be Clemenza.
All right. Here is your one and done question. True or false? Every golf ball has the same number of dimples. True or false?
I'll go with true.
That's false.
False.
Yeah. All right, that's why I was looking at you, Miles. Is it true or false?
Yeah. It's weird. They have between 300 to 500 dimples.
Depends on how much spin you want.
Miles, do you mark your ball?
Do I mark my ball?
Like, do you put a little design on it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I know, like, a lot of, like, people that golf all the time, there's, like, specific little designs so you know it's your ball.
Mine's a penis.
That doesn't shock me. I bet it literally is.
I'm just thinking, like...
Right around the logo of Titleist, just put that right in the middle of it.
Hello, Danny. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hola. Danny, hola. Sober, not sober.
Sober.
Over Danny.
Mike, I like the idea that he's sitting at Elmer's, eating his breakfast, doing his shot, drawing the penis on his golf ball.
Laughing like Beavis and Buddy.
Mike just having the time of his life.
That's yours right there.
Title is three. Yep. Have a penis.
All right, Danny, pick an adventure activity. You're going to run a marathon, do the Grand Canyon on a homemade raft, Everest Camp 1, or encounter a ram in the wild?
I want to go to the homemade raft.
Golly, a lot of people are crazy. I wonder if they really ever did that. What? Like, if you could make a homemade raft. Here's the specifications on the materials that you can use.
I'm sure you could.
We'll be down at the stages in case, you know, but how far can you go on this damn thing? Like, how far can you float down the Columbia River?
Well, you got to think, that at some point back in the past, every boat you were on was kind of homemade.
Yeah.
That's why I'd have been like, I'll be the lifeguard, brother. I saw who built that. All right, here's your question. Multiple choice. What type of plant is an organ pipe? Yeah. Is it a rose, a cactus, an orchid, or a sunflower?
Let's go orchid.
I'm going to go sunflower.
Cactus.
If you see a picture of it, you go, oh, that's what those particular cacti are called.
Organ pipe?
Organ pipe. As soon as you see it, like, oh, that makes sense. Right?
It's got a whole bunch of shoots coming off of it. Yeah. I can see it in an organ.
Okay.
All right, your question. What country did the U.S. declare war against in 1846?
Oh, boy.
A lot of people forget we were at war in 1846.
France.
That was my guess, but that's wrong.
Mexico.
Oh, Mexico.
Hey, I like this Texas part.
What the hell's beeping back there, Danny?
Sorry, you know how noisy these UPS trucks are.
Now, I know you back up too much in my neighborhood, too.
All they do is beep.
God, you garbage trucks, backhoes. Christ almighty, do you ever go forward?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay, sometimes.
Hey, when you have your hazards on, does your truck, is that what blinks?
Yeah, every time I turn a blinker on, it hazards a beep. When they bleed back up, we have to honk, so you'll hear that from us. But at least it's not making like the garbage truck noises.
Okay. All right.
Are you like trained all this before they let you drive one of these things?
You have to go to a whole week-long school before you can drive one.
Damn. Yay. All right. You're going to annoy a lot of people when you're going in reverse, but that's important to us.
Well, Danny, congratulations on the upcoming air conditioning. That's a big deal.
Oh, that's huge, man.
Wow, how about that?
You guys still drink down at the siren when you get off?
Oh, no, I'm on the peninsula.
All right.
So where do you drink? All right, Danny. Here's your question. After watching the movie Young Frankenstein, Steven Tyler wrote what song for Aerosmith?
Dude Looks Like a Lady?
No, believe it or not, I'm not making this up. He wrote that song after meeting Vince Neil.
Okay, is it a classic?
You absolutely know the song. You absolutely positive.
It's not back in the set. It's got to be an older one. So
it's an older song. He saw Young Frankenstein, and he wrote this song, and I would put this song. So everyone, not everyone, a lot of people knew this song, and then in the mid-80s, a whole lot of people got to know this song.
Oh, Dream On?
Nope.
I'd keep going, though.
From MTV. Big, big deal.
Walk This Way?
Walk This Way.
Huh.
Oh.
All right, question five, Danny.
Question number five.
Keith. Thanks for adding the music. Heard that.
Kiev is the capital of what country?
Kiev.
We used to say Kiev.
Is it Kiev or Kiev?
Someone say Kiev.
Ukraine, right?
Yes, there you go.
That's how we found out we were saying it wrong.
Kiev. Kiev. Okay. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Oh, boy. Hello, Jess. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Jess, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Team sober.
Jess, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll, you're going to do an adventure activity. Are you going to pick running a marathon, doing the Grand Canyon on a homemade raft, making it to Everest Camp 1, or encountering a hand-reared ram in the wild?
You said marathon, you can walk it, right?
Yes.
It's a marathon.
You know, I'm still going to go with the rafting the Grand Canyon. That sounds more fun.
I figured your logic would take you there.
It would definitely be more fun.
Oh, what did you say? I could have sex with who? Ryan Gosling? Okay, I'll take Sylvester Stallone.
Right. thank you. All right, here's your question. What is the maximum number of clubs a golfer may use in a round?
Gosh. Is a round, is that the whole 18 holes?
Amount of clubs you can have in your bag at one time.
A wood and a wedge. I'm just going to take a wild guess and say 7?
14. Oh, I need one more.
Yeah, but Jess will kick your ass with half that number.
Which one am I missing? You got all the irons. You got all three woods. You got two wedges?
I just know it's 14 because we had to, like, learn the rule book when I played JV golf at the Matha.
Gotcha.
I'm glad they had you learn the rule book when you were playing golf.
Yeah. And
fellas, this is going to come in handy.
Because irons are 2 through 9, right, Miles?
I'm counting my clubs right now. Sorry.
He's writing them all down. Then that's what that silence is.
Then you got the woods, the 1,
see,
3,
what he
5,
thinks.
1,
he's
2,
quiet.
3, 4, 5.
I mean, you, if you're 6, playing 7, just 8, with your buddies 9, 10, and you have 11, a 15th, 12, like a driving iron,
be damn.
Somebody would have to call you out on it.
I could put another club in my bag.
You've been rolling with 13?
Yeah. No wonder I shoot so high.
What would you put in there, Miles?
I don't know. Something fun.
something fun. You have a fun club? Uh-huh. Just something fun.
Doubles as a bong.
All right, Jess, here's your question. What former American Idol contestant went on to win an Oscar for her role in the movie Dreamgirls?
Oh. Carrie Underwood?
Oh, you haven't seen Dreamgirls.
I think that she's kind of a bigger gal, and I think she has brown hair. I can picture her face, but I don't know her
Jennifer
name.
Jennifer Hudson?
Yeah, it's Jennifer Hudson.
Not Carrie.
Black Jake.
Yeah, I was just saying, I feel like a different movie with Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, Dreamgirls, probably not Carrie Underwood. All right, your question. The Bering Strait separates what two countries?
America and Russia.
Nice. There
you go. You should nice say job. That with more confidence. Nice job. Somebody here says, I heard somewhere that Sylvester Stallone's first movie was a porn.
It was.
And that's where he got his nickname, the Italian Stallion. You're right.
I ordered the pizza. Yeah,
look at this thing.
Hey, much spot me.
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
I'm here to clean your pool.
Hola.
Tom, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
Sober Tom, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. You get to pick an adventure activity. You're going to try to run a marathon, do the Grand Canyon on a homemade raft, Everest Camp 1, or encounter a ram in the wild?
Grand Canyon on a homemade raft.
All right.
Good work, I am Tom. Shocked that thing is winning so bad.
The Grand Canyon is going to be crowded.
That water's freaking flying through there.
Mm-hmm. That's the adventure, Miles.
I mean, they whitewater raft down that thing.
That is correct. They're going to do it.
You're going to do it on a homemade raft.
They're going to die, but that's exactly what they're going to do. All right, Tom, here is your question. Actress Carrie Fisher and singer Edie Brickell have both been married to what musician?
No idea. Steven Tyler.
Oh, you can call him Al, too.
Paul Simon.
Paul Simon.
How does he pull ass?
It's Paul Simon.
Yeah.
I know, but still.
I mean, look, I'm with you. I hate the guy.
Maybe he's hung like Sly Stallone.
Paul Simon?
Mm-hmm. You never know, man. Simon's when I drop my pants and you see this thing.
I call it Garfunkel.
Hello, penis, my old friend.
He's got hair like it. Check that out. I'm hard Garfunkel penis.
I named him Garfunkel. People think he's a Muppet.
It's the bridge on the troubled water.
Haven't trimmed in years.
Hello, darkness.
And it's
bitter. Like the clown.
All right, here's your question. Which NBA team plays its home games at the Barclays Center?
Like Pinocchio with an afro.
Is that the Nets?
Yeah. Good call.
Well done.
More of Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 206-803-ROCK.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Your chance to win some tickets to see Aerosmith Black Crowes, November 24th, Climate Pledge Arena. It's the We're Officially Done tour. We'll give you the secret word coming up at 420. And when you hear that word, text it to 206-803-ROCK. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy. Steve, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Carson. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores. Carson, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
All right, sober Carson, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. You get to pick an adventure activity. Will you run a marathon, do the Grand Canyon on a homemade raft, Everest Camp 1, or encounter a hand-reared ram in the wild?
I'm going to go with everybody else and just do a homemade raft.
Okay, we got a text from a guy who basically said that he did the Colorado River. And if you do it...
On what?
I'm assuming an
actual boat?
Yes.
All right.
A couple weeks, I believe, a few hundred miles on that thing with some of the biggest rapids he's ever encountered in his life, is what he said. He said, you have to have permits to do the Grand Canyon for sure. But apparently it's a... pretty questionable as far as the safety involved.
Yeah, you're going to die, but that's okay, man. Mm-hmm. You went out doing what you love, screaming.
Yep.
All right, here is your question. What is the chemical symbol for iron on the periodic table?
Isn't it ID? I'm not sure.
PB?
Actually, you be wrong. PB is lead.
Lead.
FE is for iron.
Uh-huh.
Ferrium, right?
Okay, here we go.
That's what it used to be called.
Let's see here. I rode a raft on the Colorado River through the Grand Canyon. These people are hilarious. Over 250 miles, takes over 2 weeks to get down, and has some of the biggest rapids I've ever run. Yeah.
So I'm guessing that person's not picking the homemade boat.
They'd be better off just trying to swim their way down, he says.
All right, good to know. All right, Carson, your question. Where on your body is the axilla? You have two of them.
The axilla?
Mm-hmm. A-X-I-L-L-A. Axilla.
I'm going to go collarbone.
Not a bad guess.
Elbows.
Man. Armpits.
Armpits.
Can you do the armpit farts there, Carson?
Oh, I love doing those, but I can't do it anymore.
Why can't you do it anymore?
I don't know. I could do it when I was a kid, but not anymore.
Have you shaved under your pits? Step one.
No, I don't do that.
All right, well, that's a good start.
Can you still do one? Oh, there we go. Yeah. Listen, man. My son turned 4 years old. I mean, we spent like an hour working on this until he could finally get the fart out. Then he wouldn't stop, and I thought it was awesome.
I could never do it.
Really?
I never learned how to do it.
Oh, my God. To me, this is one of the most important parts of growing up.
I like, wanted to do, but I never learned it.
Yeah, every time. Yeah. Like, I was so excited to teach it. Some guys, they want to play sports. You want to do all these things. I'm like, no, I get it. We'll get there. Do the armpit fart. This is the greatest thing I could possibly teach you. And he still uses it to this day. Take that, math teacher. All right, here is your question. Who wrote A Farewell to Arms?
Who wrote A Farewell to Arms? Oh.
No.
The drummer in Def Leppard.
Bethany.
I couldn't tell you. No, not a clue.
Any guesses? He also wrote The Old Man and the Sea.
Oh, Hemingway.
Ernest Hemingway, that's right.
But he had both.
He did have both arms. Guy from Def Leppard. All right.
I didn't say the last name, but I heard the other one. Yeah.
All right. Your question, where might one expect to hear a Wilhelm scream? I guarantee you you've heard it. The Wilhelm scream.
Scream?
Mm-hmm. Unless you are deaf, it is almost impossible to avoid hearing this.
The sound a two-year-old girl makes.
What, the Appalachian Mountains?
No.
So almost any movie or TV show that you have watched in the last 70 years.
Scream.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's kind of become...
Ah! All right. That one, yep.
That's the actual scream, and they'll blend it in with other people screaming, but I mean... There are, like, just look it up. There are countless movies and TV shows, and for whatever reason, like, every audio engineer on Earth, it's just kind of their funny tribute to the guy. But yeah, if there's a scream, they play that scream.
Is it Wilhelm, him, like a famous butler for somebody?
I don't know. This particular Wilhelm, I don't know if it's the actor or the character he played, but he was crossing, he's a cowboy, he's crossing a river, he gets shot, and that's the scream that that actor gave, scream.
All right.
Which really is kind of a bitch-ass scream, but they still use it to this day.
I will say, though, when you scream in extreme pain, I've seen it twice,
mm-hmm.
It is a gut-wrenching sound.
Yeah, you can't duplicate true distress.
Yeah, I saw a guy in side control in a fight hit a guy in, like right on the eye socket with a hammer fist. And that dude let out such a horrible scream that the ref just stopped the fight. Like, the whole arena went silent.
Yeah, somehow you know. There was, a couple of months ago, or maybe last year, there was... a shark attack off the coast of Australia, and everyone on the beach, like, there's nothing they could do about it. The guy's ripped off the surfboard, but the only thing anyone brought up was that guy's scream.
Yeah.
Going down. Like, damn, not the blood, not that, just the scream. All right, here's your question on a happier note. Who did Michael Jackson marry in May of 1994?
Didn't tell you, I wasn't alive then.
Okay, don't rub it in, man. I admit that I'm old.
Lisa Marie Presley.
I hope she talk like this. Come on, Michael. Put a rider on my lips.
You got bubbles, I got a hand on.
But wait a minute, it's a bubbles fella you're talking about.
You can wear shoes in the bed.
As long as they're blue.
Here's ready.
Out of my, you know what I call down there, my hound dog. All right. Here's your question. Man, that would be a hard one to overcome. I have a nickname for it. I call it my hound dog. Like,
my peanut butter and banana hammock.
I mean, I don't care.
Really?
I'll go tame that dog.
Hunker down on the hound dog, Teddy.
Can I pet that dog?
Would you sing giving the dog a bone?
I mean, that's just a weird interaction. Her being like, I call it my hound dog, and I yell, can I pet that dog?
Let me put my face on. Call it McGruff.
I'm not ready to go yet. Give me 5 minutes.
He was a pioneer, though, man. He was the first one that said, don't step on these new shoes.
Mm-hmm. And it really caught on.
It's going to be trouble.
All right, here's your question. What is the ball or flat plate that sits on top of a flagpole called? Shares a name with the type of vehicle.
I'm just going to go with the ball. These are some interesting questions.
Is it a car brand?
Here.
Truck. It's truck. A truck.
So it's like the name of the truck, kind of like the Tundra and whatnot, right? It's not like a...
It's just called the truck.
Oh, the truck.
The thing at the top of the flagpole.
Oh, yeah, gotcha. All right. Truck.
We were getting really detailed here, Miles.
I know. Just like, I think everyone's overthinking, man. It's just called
the
truck.
It's a truck and the bed.
Colorado. Is it like a Tacoma?
All right, Carson, your question. Marine biologist Steven Hillenburg, that's a clue, is better known for creating what popular cartoon? He was a marine biologist.
Yep.
I would think a cartoon that has to do with something in the water, if I were you, Carson.
You are tracking.
Popeye?
SpongeBob.
Right? SpongeBob SquarePants.
Course.
I'm not mistaken. You can't see all of the very deeply scientific marine biological information when you watch that cartoon.
I think, honestly, he was just staring at like a little ecosystem that was going down there, and just that's when it came to
start writing characters.
I Carson, you're on question number 8.
Ooh, question number 8.
Wow.
Don't feel bad. I know these are tough questions today.
No.
Last week, people bet, it was too easy. Like, okay, well, here's some different ones. All right. Both Amazon and the beauty brand Avon, they started out selling what product?
Oh, books.
And I know you know that from Avon.
Nice, Carson.
I know you're going to lie and say, oh, Avon, yeah, it was books.
Game is Big W, 206-803, Rob.
Hello, Julie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Julie, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Uh-oh. All right, what are we drinking today?
A couple Bud Lights, a couple of tequila shots.
Wow. All right.
Way to get it going early, Julie. Okay, you're going to pick an adventure activity or a men's room poll. Will you run a marathon, do the Grand Canyon on a homemade raft, Everest Camp 1, or encounter a ram in the wild?
I'm going to do the raft in the Grand Canyon.
Oh, man. Okay.
I don't think people just listen to what you read about the guy that did it in a real raft.
I don't think so.
I don't think they care. Maybe they care, Doublestead.
Yeah. Go to Huck Finn, that thing.
All right, here is your question.
With my trusty dog named?
Yeah. Well, you call it Benji, but the full name is... All right, your question. A royal is the name given to a stag with a how many point antlers?
Three.
You got to do better than that, man. 12.
12.
12-pointer. 12-pointer.
Stag party.
How you doing, 11?
Not quite royal, are you? All right, Julie, your question. Vermilion is a shade of what color?
Red.
Oh, you got it.
Now, Julie, let me tell you what I find funny about this, all right? I am convinced that with dudes, like the colors of the rainbow, add brown, add black, add white, we're kind of done, right? Silver, gold, and everything else from there is just like this, like that. So even when I wrote the question, I'm like, I bet you if I am talking to a woman, she will get this right. If I ask a dude, he won't. So while you got it right, everyone in here is mouthing to me their guesses. Nobody said red.
I thought it was purple.
Yeah. Not one person said red.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rob.
She not one and done?
Nope. That was two. All right. She's two and do.
Two and do.
Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Steve.
Hola.
Hola. Steve, sober or not sober?
Not sober.
All right, Steve, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, what adventure are you going on in our men's room poll? You going to run a marathon, do the Grand Canyon on a homemade raft, Everest Camp 1, or encounter a ram?
Oh, no, Everest Camp 1 all the way.
That is adventurous.
Is that something you'd actually want to do, or are you just picking it today?
Well, I've already been and done everything else, so why not?
What have you done locally?
I've been all over the country.
No, I understand that, but Everest is the tallest mountain in the world. I was just curious if you had any skill in that level.
No.
Okay.
Turn down your radio.
Okay, sorry. Mm-hmm.
You don't like hearing the sound of your own voice again?
30 seconds behind it.
Okay, it's off.
All right, here is your question. What brand of stapler is Milton attached to in the movie Office Space?
Milton.
Very nerdy character.
All right. Don't know.
The question is more as what brand of stapler?
Yeah, what
not
brand of
anything
stapler?
Anything to do with Milton.
Have you seen my stapler?
The only stapler brand I can think of is Streamline or Stingline or something.
Swingline.
There you go. One and done. What do you know? But before we let you go, a 50-50 question for you. Football players started wearing helmets in 1943. True or false?
False.
True. And do you know what they were made out of?
Leather.
Moleskin, specifically.
Oh, really?
Ooh. So you guys ever see video of them, like, testing it out? There's literally a dude laying on the ground with one of those helmets on. The guy's just kicking one of the tar out
literally,
of his
literally, like, little teeny tiny moles.
Yeah, moleskin.
Oh,
yeah.
So how many little teeny tiny...
How many moles go into one helmet?
Yeah. I mean, it's got to be 100, right?
But nobody really cares about moles.
Well, moles, I mean, you're skinning a mole.
Right.
I mean, a mole.
How big is a mole?
It's like a little teeny tiny thing. Moles are like this big.
You're skinning a mole. So they're about the size of like a big mouse.
They're not even that big.
Really?
No, they're smaller than a mouse.
So how many moles do you think it would take to cover your head?
That's what I'm saying.
You got a bigger head, man. You killed more moles.
I know.
Dummy! And it's Miles Mole Killer Montgomery.
It's actually moles for my arm.
Hello, Remus. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, my grandpa actually had one of those helmets. I've held it in my hands. Those things are awesome.
Did he really? That's cool.
Yeah. He played football for Notre Dame, and so did all my uncle. So my uncle has it now.
Wow, that's very cool.
Yeah. Oh, back when they were actually good.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You could fold it up and put it in your back pocket. It was very strange.
Is that even protection at that point?
No. It's a scarf.
No. No.
Blow your nose on it. All right, Remus, are you sober or not sober?
I'm team always sober.
All right. Oh, all right. Okay, Remus, men's room poll, pick an adventure activity. Run a marathon, Grand Canyon on a homemade raft, Everest Camp 1, or encounter a ram in the wild?
Every single one of them is going to end up killing me, but I'd rather not get like a ram to the nuts. And I have some experience with building that kind of raft, so I'm going with the raft.
Homemade raft.
Yep.
Okay. But you do recognize you're going to die. I appreciated that
part. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Remus, he wants to meet Jesus.
Remus, it's just all right.
Now, Remus, here's your question. What famous duo also recorded under the name Tom and Jerry? Was it Hall & Oates, Sonny and Cher, Simon and Garfunkel, or Outkast?
Simon and Garfunkel.
One and done,
Remus. Nice job. A lot of golf and Paul Simon questions today.
Well, you know, when he's in my mind, I can't let it go. All right, your one and done question for you. True or false, the Tour de France...
He doesn't care.
We'll get it. Yes.
Maybe he doesn't care.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Tour de France always finishes in Italy.
Ooh. False. I'm going to say true.
That is, in fact, false. It ends in France.
Yeah, you got to ride through the Champs-Élysées. Yeah.
Is that how they say it?
I have no idea.
Have it written here, and I'm like, I can't.
That big arch.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. I say Champs-Élysées, but it's the Champs-Élysées.
Big dummy!
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and
horse. Liquor and horse.
Ain't it American, man? It's a big-ass art.
Sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, Ryan. The size of that arch.
Okay, pick an adventure activity. You going to run a marathon, do the Grand Canyon on a homemade raft, Everest Camp 1, or encounter a ram in the wild?
I'm going to do the rafting as well.
Man, people are crazy today.
And there's no real good answer.
No.
By the way, Miles, when people are checking in, they say, hey, you're thinking of a bull or a shrew versus a mole. Somebody else, some moles are like the size of a small dog.
Oh.
So we might want to just kill one mole, and you got yourself a helmet, buddy.
But you had a mole problem.
So here's the footage I was talking about. So the guy there in the middle, he has the helmet on, and then so he's going to lay down in the middle of them over there.
And this is a test for them.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, damn.
They're just kicking the dude.
Man.
Okay.
See, it's protecting his head.
He just started drooling until the eighth kick.
The thing is, Mike, he was already 50, so they figured he's about done.
He's going full speed into a brick wall. Jesus. All right.
I mean, look, let's be honest. 100 years from now, they're going to look at the helmets we were using and be like, what were those guys thinking?
We're going to go back another 100.
Yeah.
Concussions,
the sound it makes.
By the way, Ted, someone just texted in the pronunciation. It is Champs-Élysées.
Champs-Élysées. That was close.
You were better than me. Uh-huh. All right, here's your question. What actor played Hans Gruber in Die Hard?
This guy just passed away on Saturday,
didn't he?
2020, I think.
Bruce Willis, is it?
That was not Bruce
Willis. He was in it.
Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman.
He's still alive, right?
No.
No, he's dead, I think.
Alan Rickman is Bruce Willis is still alive.
Yes.
I've been dead for years.
Everything I've seen.
Well, and Alan Rickman got really famous for being bad guys and, like, nerdy stuff, too.
Yeah. And to me, I always call him White Shack.
Harry Potter, not nerdy stuff. Sorry, Mike.
He always talks like this when he talks about anything. I'm like, if you were 7 foot tall and black, you'd be Shaquille O'Neal. Right? I mean, seriously. All right, your question. Who played Simon Gruber in the sequel Die Hard with a Vengeance? He was also the voice of Scar in The Lion King.
I have no idea. I'm not a movie boss.
Brian Rickman.
Jeremy Irons.
Oh, yeah. I hate that guy.
Jeremy Irons?
Yeah, I don't know. He just always... Maybe it's just because of the movies where he plays bad guys.
He can't play a good guy when you look and sound like that.
Correct. Right? So I know nothing about him personally.
You just like... I don't like him.
Yeah. He played one of the Three Musketeers in Man in the Iron Mask.
Okay. Well, thanks for chiming in with that, man.
Friends at Iron all the time.
What's that?
Do you have any friends at Iron all the time? When you hear a name, it's just like, all right, what is he?
Jeremy Irons? Okay. Yeah. Hey, man, they told me to come here. It is my name.
Jeremy Shaves.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jeremy Shaves.
What else do you do?
Okay. All right, your question. First arriving in 1947 and featuring a marionette, What was the first kids TV show in the United States? It'd be like if you greeted a turd.
It is.
1947.
It was a marionette. This was the first kids' TV show in the United States.
I believe it was a Western. At least the name.
Yeah,
the
basically.
Yeah.
And like I said, it sounds like you greet a turd.
Greet a turd.
What is that little guy's name?
This is a very marionette style name.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mr. Rogers.
Come on, Ted.
It's a greeting.
You're greeting.
Is it honky?
A piece of... Wow.
Man.
That may be my name for it, but ease up, buddy.
The honky hour.
That's what we called it in my house, but...
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the honky hour.
No, I could picture him. Isn't he like a little cowboy?
Sort of. Yeah, it's howdy doody.
Howdy doody. All right, so honky, howdy. I was close.
And greeting a turd. Howdy doody.
All right.
See? That's all I'm saying. Okay, that's how I remember things, Ted.
Okay.
All right. Your question, the Appalachian Trail runs over 2,000 miles from the state of Maine to what southern state? Trying to think.
Florida?
Oh, no, Georgia. It mercifully ends before Florida. It stops in Georgia. Even the mountain said, you know what? We're going to stop here. Things are weird down there.
Yeah, delivered. Far enough. Question five.
Question number five. How many years did probation last in the United States?
Prohibition.
Prohibition. What did I say? Probation. Jesus Christ.
Depends.
How many years did prohibition last in the U.S.? Thank you, mate.
We've been on probation for a while.
Was it long or short? Can I get a hint here?
Depends on your perspective.
Depends on how long you
think. I'll put it this way.
A week is long for me, dude.
Prohibition, it made it to its bar mitzvah, and then it was done.
That long?
Yeah.
Say,
yeah.
6 months?
Yeah, 13 years.
13 years.
Oh, wow.
Question six.
I thought it was like 3 years. I thought they turned it out around fast.
They did not, man.
It was 13 years.
But crime showed up, and they said, you know what? All right. While we're talking about that, what U.S. state cast the 36th and deciding vote to repeal prohibition? And as a hint, it's probably the last state you would think. They repealed prohibition, but as we see the state now, you'd be like, there's no way that this state said, yeah,
that should be
let's serve alcohol.
That's a glaring hint right there.
Like in the lower 48, it is known for being a non-drinking state.
In fact, I think...
A non-what state?
A non-drinking state, or the beer they get, I want to say, even has a lower alcohol
about
content.
To say, they don't, yeah.
It's a very religious state, Ryan. When you think of religion in a state, what state do you think of?
Massachusetts.
They drink pretty heavy, Massachusetts.
Yeah, and they go to church every Sunday, too.
Utah, believe it or not.
Question seven, I believe it. I mean, Massachusetts, a lot of Irish Catholics. They're drinking.
Yeah. They're like, prohibition? What are you talking about?
What?
Is that a thing?
We never stopped.
Thought it was a suggestion. All right.
Trust me, like, there was always a cooler in the back afterwards for your father.
Guaranteed. All right, your question. Poseidon was the Greek god of what? Poseidon, the Greek god of what?
Oh,
you like to get wet.
Oh. Poseidon?
The ocean?
Okay.
Flowing from what?
Very good.
Damn, man.
Head chef is coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Dirty foods. Gross foods. All the fun that you don't want to eat. Coming up with the head chef at Ted's Meat and Potatoes. And we've got your emails on the way next in the men's room at KISW.com.